Patricia King, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for today's program. It is going to be awesome as we speak about the supernatural power of the Spirit of God. And with me today, I have Dr. A.L. Gill. And Dr. Gill, you're otherwise known as Papa Gill.
Papa Gill. Yes, right.
And you minister with your wife, Joyce, who we're going to meet in the second half of this program.
Yes.
And you minister as a team together, and it's
wonderful. We've been married for 53 wonderful years.
That's awesome. And you're in your mid-70s and
yes.
going for it and stronger than ever. You're globetrotting
right.
all around the world, working miracles, signs, and wonders in the name
That's
of Jesus.
That's right. Been in 84 nations and some of those over 40 times.
Wow. And you were telling me just last night over dinner that you have graduated 18,000 students in China.
In mainland China.
And another 5,000 coming up.
Back
and just going
now
on and on.
To graduate another 5,000 that have been through our teaching on supernatural living through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
I love that. I just love the generals of the older generation like yourself. And
yes.
you've ministered with other generals throughout the years, like Charles and Francis Hunter. In fact,
yes.
you got filled with the Holy Spirit
yes.
and became a tongue talker.
Oh, yes.
through their life
off
and ministry.
Off in the tongues, as we yeah. said in those days.
and Ralph Wilkerson mm-hmm. at Melody Land. And,
yes.
Of course, you facilitated the ministry of Catherine Kuhlman
yes.
and others in that movement. And then Dr. Lester Summerall.
Yes.
Who's gone on to be with the Lord now, but
right.
made tremendous impact in the nations,
right.
and T.L. Osborne and John Osteen.
John
oh my
Osteen
gosh!
Worked with John for many years and traveled with him and did crusades together. And I was a founding director of the Bible school there at Lakewood Church
wow.
in Houston, which today is the largest church in America.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I just want to honor you and Joyce for your faithfulness. And it's wonderful
yeah.
to have a general with us today to impart
yeah.
and to release. And you've written, what, over 28 books? Is
About 20 books and manuals.
Yeah, and
right.
they're amazing. In fact, I love your heart for equipping the body of Christ, because it's so important not
yes.
just to do the works, but
yes.
to equip a generation to do the works.
That's right.
Amen?
And to reach their own towns and villages, nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And,
that's our passion.
And you've given your life to taking everything the Spirit's taught you
yes.
and getting it in book form and manual form so that the next generation can have it. And
right.
you even offer it free online.
That's right.
Where they can download it. And
these 10 manuals that are the foundational course for Bible schools being used all over the world have been translated into 19 different languages. And the foreign language editions are available for free download on our website.
I love it.
Yes.
And you also are a channel host with xpmedia.com.
Yes.
And have put all your training up there where people can watch online for free. I mean, this is amazing. That
yes.
it's like going to Bible school in your own home.
That's it. That's,
I love it.
That's it.
Well, today we want to talk about the power of the supernatural and
yes.
how that can be stirred up in your life and prepared for in your life through
right.
The gift of tongues and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the
yes.
empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And I was reading in 1 Corinthians 14,
uh-huh.
Verse 1, it says, pursue love, which
yes.
is a given. Love
yes.
is our greatest aim,
That's
right?
It. That's
but
it.
Desire earnestly spiritual gifts.
Spiritual
Therefore,
gifts.
We're supposed to desire the
yes.
supernatural.
Yes, that's it. To desire the supernatural, to have that hunger on the inside for the supernatural power of God. You know, I was raised in a church that, first church I was a part of, they didn't teach us about Jesus, just about doing good and those kind of things. But when I was 10 years old, I accepted Jesus as my Savior and was born again. But they told us that miracles had all ceased. They had all passed away, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit weren't for today. And then when I was 33 years of age, my health failed, and every organ of my body shut down.
Wow.
I'd worked myself into exhaustion, and the doctor said that my life was over. I was going to die. At 33
oh
years of age. And I said, Lord, I've made a mess of my life. But if you can do anything with what's left of
mm-hmm.
this life, Lord, I give up. You take over. I just give you my life 100%. I make you the Lord of my life. And it was right after that, that out of the just desperation, because healing was all of the devil, and God didn't do that anymore.
That's what you were
but
taught.
But I was desperate. If God didn't heal me, I was going to die. And so I asked him to heal me, and the power of God flowed into my body. I felt strength coming into my body, and I was instantly healed by the power of God. And I said, there has to be more.
Papa Gil, just a second.
Yes.
I've got to take this moment just now. As Papa Gil was sharing that, what was happening with his body, the Holy Spirit showed me that someone is watching this program right now, and you are in that same state. You are watching this, and you are on your deathbed. You have had a bad decree over you from your doctor, but the power of Jesus is coming in right now and bringing healing into your body. In fact, you're starting to feel life enter. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we break the power of that death assignment, and we call forth the power of the Spirit of life to fill you in Jesus' name. And please write us at testify@xpmedia.com. We want to hear about that testimony of what God's doing in your life. Sorry, but I just had to.
If God will do it for me, he'll do it for anyone. Because I was taught it was just not of God, and then those things didn't happen anymore. But when it happened in my life, it made us so hungry. There must be more to this Christian life than what I've been experiencing.
And of course, that was over 40 years ago. And you're in better health now than
ever. Walking in divine health, going to the nations of the world, because I found the truth, and the truth set me free, and that truth is in Jesus.
Yeah.
And so we begin that, actually a four-year search for more of God. There has to be more. Lord, I just want more. I just want more. God, I know there's more than what I've been experiencing in my Christian life. But please, Lord, don't let it have anything to do with those wild tongue-talking Pentecostal people. And my wife Joyce and I were friends with Charles and Frances Hunter. And, you know, we would say, you know, look at how God is using them. And they don't have this thing called the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And if they don't need it, we don't need it. And one day I got a phone call from my mother-in-law. She says, I've got the worst news. Oh, it's just terrible. I said, Mother, what happened? Did somebody die? She says, no, Charles and Frances Hunter have gone off into tongues. We felt like the rug had been shoved out from under us because they were our out, the reason we didn't need this. And besides, after all, we'd get kicked out of our church, we'd lose our job, and we'd lose all of our friends, and we were prophesying, and we weren't even baptized with the Holy Spirit
yet. So tongues was going to cost you
everything. And so anyway, it was through the ministry of Charles and Frances Hunter that Joyce and I received the baptism and the Holy Spirit. Frances just walked up to me and she said, A.L., everyone I've laid my hands on has received the baptism and the Holy Spirit. Are you ready?
Wow.
And I just raised my hands and I said, zap me. And she laid her hands on me and I just raised my hands, and it just, all of a sudden, this language began to come out. It just began to flow like rivers of living water. Just, and people gathered all around, you know, and I didn't want to stop. It was so wonderful.
I love it.
And our lives were just totally changed. My wife Joyce received that night, and Frances Hunter told us that night. She said, you're going to notice there's more power in your life. I didn't know what she meant by that. But I tell you, it was wonderful, the love that was flowing. But 1 week later, we just bought our home up in the mountains of Big Bear, California. And, we were putting up the drapes around the wall. And all of a sudden, Joyce said, hey, Al, she said, I'm in terrible pain. And I walked over and I put my hand back there. I said, Joyce, there's a vertebra out of place. She said, oh, it's so painful. And as I stood behind her, just 1 week baptized in the Holy Spirit, rubbing the back of her neck, but I said, Jesus, touch her. And she jumped. She said, you prayed. And she said, I felt you put your hands inside of my neck and pop it right back into place. And then she says, you can't put your hands inside of my neck. And she knew it was the hands of Jesus.
Right.
And our son, 15 years old, was watching this take place. First miracle, we'd ever seen. And he says, Dad, what about my finger? And he had been bitten by a scorpion the week before. His finger was twice the size of normal, black and swollen and very painful, couldn't bend it. And I said, John, do you believe Jesus can heal your finger? And he said, yes.
Wow.
And I said, do you believe that he'd do it right now if we'd ask him? And he said, yes. Mm-hmm. And I walked over and just very gently, I put my hand around that finger and I said, Jesus, touch it. And I let go, and that finger was completely normal. The pain was all gone, the discoloration, the swelling. It looked just like the finger on the
other
hand.
And this is 1 week after you had been filled with the Spirit and tongue-talking, and all of a sudden necks are healed and swollen fingers are being healed.
And miracles begin to happen everywhere that we went.
Wow.
By the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
Now, when we were having breakfast this morning, Joyce was telling me that you know, you just really took it seriously and started praying in tongues every day. Because you realized that was your entrance into supernatural empowerment.
That's it. And our lives will never be the same. Miracles begin to happen everywhere we've gone. Through all of these years, we have seen so many wonderful miracles. We just had stepped in to the realm of the supernatural.
Now, Papa Gil, God's not a respecter of persons, and it's wonderful what happened to you.
Yes.
You know, at that time, I mean, that was over 40 years ago.
Yes.
It was wonderful what happened to you. But God wants to fill all of his children with his Holy Spirit,
He
wants them all to speak in tongues, and they all can, right?
That's right.
And the more the body will get a hold of this language and start praying in that supernatural prayer language, the more kingdom empowerment we'll see in the earth. I know that there's viewers right now who are so hungry for more of God.
Right.
In fact, I'm getting a word of knowledge right now that there's someone watching that you're in your older years. You're like in your 70s, and you have been like Papa Gil was before, thinking tongues is not for today. Tongues can't be from God. But you're listening to this, and the revelation of the Spirit is making you hungry right now. And God says, even in your ripe old years, that he wants to fill you and empower you because you haven't seen anything yet. So it doesn't matter if you're 3 years old or, you know, 100 years
That's
old, these gifts are for everyone, aren't they?
And it's just more of Jesus. You know, it's just having the power to do the works of Jesus in our life. And you know, the Word says if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more the Heavenly Father will give the gift of the Holy Spirit to those who ask.
Now, Papa Gil, I know that people can go online and get more in-depth teaching. Like if they want to know verse after verse after verse, they can go onto your channel at xpmedia.com and they can get lots of teaching there. But right now, could you pray for those that are hungry right at this minute and ready to receive? Can you just look into your camera and start ministering to those who are hungry? And if you're watching right now and you're saying, I gotta have that gift, I've gotta step into the supernatural, then just draw close to your computer screen or your television screen right now and get ready to receive from Holy Spirit, because you are going to be filled with Holy Spirit and released in the gift of tongues. If you desire it, it's for you.
Jesus is here right now, right where you are, to baptize you in the Holy Spirit, and your life will never be the same. Right now, I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and I want you to pray this prayer, these words after me. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of salvation, but Father, I want every gift you have for me. Jesus, I ask you to baptize me in the Holy Spirit. I just raise my hands to you, Jesus, and I say, Jesus, fill me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet with the power of your Holy Spirit. I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And just like on the day of Pentecost, right now I open my mouth, and Lord, I thank you that you're going to fill my mouth with a new heavenly language and just begin to praise him, not with any word that you might know, but with words that he's going to place in your spirit, not in any language that you might know, but just begin to open your mouth like they did on the day of Pentecost and begin to speak. Lata rasi kandaramaho, o rasatiti andaramakandaramasu. Oh, those rivers of living water are beginning to flow out of you right now. Rosoto kandaramasi kandaramadiya, di tondaravasaya di andaramakandaravaya, torasi kiandara. It'll just keep flowing and keep flowing. You can sing in that language. You can pray in that language. But you can praise God with the angels around the throne of God with that heavenly language. And as
Thank
you,
you
do,
Lord.
Your life will never be the same, and the power of God will be manifested in your life, and you will be doing the very works that Jesus did with signs and wonders and miracles following you everywhere you go. God bless you.
Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com. Visit the online store and feed your spirit with biblically based resources. Go to xpmedia.com.
Well, welcome back, and with me I have Sister Joyce Gill, and can I say the better half, just jokingly, but the better half of your husband? I mean, that's what we always claim as wives, right?
Yes, we're the better
that's
half. Right. That's
I
what
mean,
we
where
claim.
Would they be without us, right? But
that's
I
true.
Love the model that you and AL have set for the body, mm-hmm. a couple ministering together, mm-hmm. both of you in your unique ministries, but one, and following Holy Spirit and preaching the word. It's awesome. So good on you.
Thank you. You know, actually, I was very, very shy. And when we received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Lord took that shyness and it just left.
I can't even imagine you being shy.
I've just like to be sitting here would have been a trauma for me. You never would have gotten me in the room before. But when the Holy Spirit came in, our lives totally changed.
So the Holy Spirit's empowerment in your life, one of the things that mm-hmm. happened for you was he gave you boldness.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
Because you travel all around the world too, working miracles, signs, wonders, moving in the
and,
power
and when
of God.
I hear from the Lord and I know it's what I'm supposed to do, no one can stop me. It's just that knowledge of what he's saying. You know, one time I was coming out with dry cleaners, newly baptized in the Holy Spirit, and we were involved with a home that was for a home of the ministry of angels for abused children. And I came out of the dry cleaners, I looked up to the hills, and we lived in Southern California, we had those horrible fires, and a fire had just started. And when I saw the fire, I just stopped, and I had dry clean in my hand, my purse in my hand, the car keys, and I'm walking through a parking lot, and I saw the fire, and God spoke to me, and he told me Satan's plan was take that fire and come right down and burn out that home.
Wow.
For them, it was like a ranch for uh-huh. abused children. And I knew Satan's plan, just like it was written in the sky.
Wow.
And I pointed that fire. I don't know, I got everything in one hand, and I pointed that fire. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command that fire to stop burning.
Wow.
That was my total assignment. That's all I said. Got in the car and drove home. The next day, the headlines in the newspaper, fire in Anaheim Hills mysteriously stops burning.
Oh, way to go.
Because I heard from the Lord.
Oh, Joyce, that's
when you
awesome.
Hear from him, you can just move out.
And it's that boldness, that confidence to know mm-hmm. that you have the authority, right?
Right.
But you're a woman who prays in tongues a lot.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes, I do.
And you were exhorting us last night
you
when
know,
we were together.
A.L. was talking, and he told how he just went back against the wall. He's praying in a whole other language, and I'm looking at him, and I'm going, you're a foreigner. I mean, there was nothing normal about what he was doing. He was praying like he was talking like another country. And I looked at him. Well, then when they prayed with me, Charles laid hands on me. I've got three syllables.
Wow.
Now, here he's still going in his language. I have three syllables. And I thought that was enough. But yeah. Frances would call every day, and she'd say, Joyce, have you received freedom in your prayer language? And I said, it's okay. I know I was baptized. She said, no, it's not okay. And so
she
about a week.
You wanted to have more.
I had to have more. About a week later, finally, in the car, driving to work, I had a tape on, and I'm singing with the tape, and I begin to sing in another language.
Wow.
with a tape, and that's the way I receive freedom.
You know, Joyce, I had a similar encounter when I was filled with the Spirit. Mm. I had a really dramatic salvation experience. Mm-hmm. When I got filled with the Spirit, I didn't feel anything in particular, but I knew through the book I was reading that you just step out in faith and let the words come. But I also only had three syllables.
It was Is that right?
It was NTK. And I thought at first, I wonder if I'm making this up, you know, but I just, every time I would go to step out, those three sounds came. And so I was just faithful with those three little sounds, antiki, 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 antiki. I thought, well, if I'm faithful with a little, maybe I'll get more, right? And when I was in my car one day, I was antiki, antiki, and all of a sudden, there was this gusher of a full prayer language. And I really believe that if you will be faithful with a little, then God will give you more, because there's always more. And we should never, in that way, even though we're supposed to always be thankful, we should never really be satisfied with where we're at, because there's always so much more.
Always more. The power in the Holy Spirit comes through speaking in tongues. I think that's why there's so many barriers. I think that's why Satan fights us receiving. I think that's even why churches forbid it, is because the power of the Holy Spirit is released. We have to step into the supernatural. As we step into the supernatural, I do it personally through praying in the Spirit. That's
because
that's where
revelation comes. I find that when I pray in tongues a lot, I get revelation from God. You get empowered. Your spirit man gets built up. You start praying for things that in your natural mind you never would have even known. In fact, we pray in the next revival by praying in tongues. Otherwise, we wouldn't know how to pray.
We wouldn't know how to pray so many times. Or if we think we do, we're praying the wrong thing.
We're
praying our will instead of His will.
But when you pray in tongues, it bypasses your own will, and it's totally His will. Well, in the first part of the program, we prayed for people to receive tongues. But what I feel right now, Joyce, is would you be able to, in just a moment, look into your camera and start praying for a stirring for those that do pray in tongues, but they haven't been using it, to pray for a stirring up of that gift. And also, I want to thank you and Brother Gil for all that you've done for the body, because you've written the manuals. You've made them available even in different languages online, where people can download them for free. You have on xpmedia.com teaching, in-depth teaching on the gifts of the Spirit and supernatural life. So I want to thank you for making that available free of charge for people just to go on your channel online and watch it. So thank you.
And we have to thank XP Media for giving us this opportunity.
Well, it's been a blessing to partner with you and to have you as one of our channel hosts, because it's a great army, a media army that's rising up to fill the earth with the knowledge of the glory
of power.
The Lord. Amen.
A church of power.
So let's just close now on this segment by having you pray for those that need to have their gift dusted off.
Father, you know I was there, and you brought me through to a complete freedom in my prayer language. And Lord, I would pray for every believer, even if they had freedom in the past and they haven't been doing it now. Lord, I just pray that you would bring that, stir it up, just like the Apostle Paul said, Timothy, stir up the gift of praying in the Spirit in these people now. Lord, let that hunger they have just be fulfilled. You said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Amen. Lord, fill them. Amen. Fill them with your Spirit now, in the name of Jesus.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com. Visit the online store and feed your spirit with biblically based resources. Go to xpmedia.com.
God is showing me right now that somebody is watching that has been diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And I tell you that there's a name that's greater than the name of Crohn's disease or any other disease, and that's the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And God is healing that Crohn's disease right now. In fact, you're feeling a warmth come into your body right now. And that is the healing power of God. You say, what is happening to me? And that is the healing power of God flowing into you, taking out all symptoms of that Crohn's disease. And we just give God all the glory for that.
God is so marvelous. God is so powerful. God is so big. When we think of who He is, our needs become so small. And right now, there's someone there that has cancer. And that C word has become so big and so powerful in your mind. But who is your God? Who is your God? Jesus has already paid the price for your healing of cancer. So right now, I want to agree with you. And A.L., I'm going to join hands with you.
Yes.
And let's just reach out and agree right now. Spirit of cancer, go.
Jesus.
Spirit of cancer, go in the name of Jesus. You have no right to be on her body. You have no right to be on His body. I command you to go. There's many of you with cancer. Just join with A.L. and I right now and command that cancer to go in the name of Jesus. You have power over that cancer. You can be healed in the name of Jesus.
Lord, showing me right now that many people watching that have been suffering with arthritis in your body, pains and all in the joints and everything, rheumatoid arthritis and all kind of crippling arthritis and just painful arthritis. And I tell you right now, as we just speak that word of healing, I rebuke that spirit of arthritis. You go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Get off of those people in the name of Jesus. I just speak healing and I speak new cartilage. I speak the lubrication of the oil of the Holy Spirit right now, in Jesus' name, and every symptom of arthritic pain, you go from bodies right now. Now, begin to do what you couldn't do before. If it was in your shoulder, begin to move your shoulder. If it was in your knees, begin to bend your knees. Check it out and say, yes, I receive my healing right now.
And so, Lord, I release Your glory on my new friend.